We are worshippers of God. And I want something from us all this Christmas that I know you want. Let us devote ourselves afresh to a lifestyle of worship. You know, this alone will set us apart from the rest of the world that worships every god under the sun but Jesus, who is the real king. And they'll think you strange for it. The Bible says they think it's strange that we do not run to the same excess of riot as they do. Well, if we don't run to the same excess of riot, we do have some riot. Just not as far out as theirs, because we've got a restraining factor in us. I'm a worshiper of God. I come to worship Jesus, the King. His star has shone in my heart. He has made me one of his people, a Jew by faith. You know, you're not used to saying that about yourself, are you? Maybe I shouldn't be saying that. You sure you took that in the context, but you read it yourself. How did you take it? I mean, don't read your marginal notes with C.R. Scofield, because then he'll tell you how to take it. He'll tell you to take it tongue-in-cheek. God doesn't really mean it. What he's really saying is, you're in a parenthesis, you're a nobody, you're a nothing, and one of these days, you'll get to see God really love on his real people, the real Jews over there living in Israel. That's not the case, my friend. He's so tickled with you. He's so in love with you. He's so excited about you. The Bible tells us, I love this about the Hebrew epistle. It says he's not ashamed to call us brethren. It says he sings the hymns of God with us. He's excited. Don't you know from the beginning God has had a dream of people that wanted him as much as he wanted them, and he traded with the physical people. You know, it's part of another book I'm writing now. He really tried it with a human being without the spirit in them to generate and regenerate and to give life, but it couldn't work. And I really feel sorry for those Jews under the law covenant. Wouldn't you have hated to try to worship God? Lost. They weren't born again. They were lost. They had no spirit of God in them. The only time the Spirit of God came in their lives when he was upon them to anoint them for something. That's why King David could say, hey, don't take this anointing from me. Well, you can lose your anointing too, but you can't lose the indwelling Spirit of the living God by whom you were born into the kingdom of God. I sometimes think to myself, you know, the sweet old Jews back then didn't have a chance. How in the world could they possibly have worshipped God all their lives without the Spirit of God in them, just 10 commandments. Hey, yay, yay. Now you know what a miracle King David was. Yes. But we today have the Spirit. God knew you'd never make a good worshiper unless he helped you. He said, you know, I really want your worship, but you're never going to make it. You just aren't going to make it. You've got so much on your mind and so much in your heart. I'll have to give you a new heart and you'll have to renew your mind. There's the deal. I'll give you a new heart and you renew your mind that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Something he couldn't do for the Jews. He just kept requiring them in the Old Testament to change their minds without a new heart. And you'd have to say over and over again, your hearts are far from me. With your mouth you worship me, but your hearts are far from me. Why? Well, how close can a lost heart get to God in the first place? Not very close. Was that back then the heart was deceitful above all things and desperately wicked? Who can know it? The hope of the Jew was the promise of Ezekiel. I will put a new heart in you. I'll put my spirit in you. I'll take your stony heart out. I'll cause you to walk in my ways. Well, he's done it for the Jews. Us, who are Jews by faith, we worship the true God because of it. We worship the true God because of it. We cannot do anything but worship him for what he's done for us. He said, I require your worship, and I'm going to help you do it. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Yes.
You know, we require people to worship us sometimes. We don't help them either. And boy, do we get on their case when they don't do it right. Well, you just hurt my feelings. You didn't say hello to me nicely. And you just hurt my feelings. Man, I gave you a call and you never answered me back. And you just hurt my feelings. You just, I mean, we are really hard to get, aren't we? We have got such high standards and requirements. And I think that sometimes messes our heads up what we require from people. Because God is nothing like that. He's not touchy. He's not insecure. He's not threatened. He's not weak. He said, you know, I want your love and I know what I'm dealing with. He said, I want your love and I know what I'm getting into in this relationship. You are not Miss Perfect. You are not Mr. Perfect. You are Mr. Sinner saved by grace. And more grace than you know now you're going to need before the fat lady sings. I know what I'm getting into in this relationship. But I'm willing to make an eternal commitment to you. And I'm willing to put a new name over your head. And I'm willing to put my spirit in your heart. And I'm going to say now, with all of that, get this, with all of that going for you, now renew your mind and choose to worship me. Isn't that an incredible concept? Now with all of that, let the true Israel of God stand up and worship the living God.